In a remote Niger hospital in 1973, 10-year-old Chris Murray meticulously organized medications and tracked patient data while his physician parents treated the endless stream of malnourished children. This early experience in the Sahara would shape his understanding of a fundamental truth. In much of the world, people die without anyone recording why, making prevention nearly impossible. Decades later, when Bill Gates encountered Murray's groundbreaking global burden of disease study, it transformed his understanding of health priorities and ultimately directed billions in funding that saved millions of children's lives. It was seeing that data that got the Gates Foundation on the track of focusing on global health, Gates would later reflect. Murray's obsessive quest to accurately measure global health has been called comparable to sequencing the human genome, a revolution not in treatment, but in understanding what actually kills and disables us worldwide. Murray's obsessive quest to accurately measure global health has been called comparable to sequencing the human genome, a revolution not in treatment, but in understanding what actually kills and disables us worldwide. At Oxford, Murray uncovered a disturbing reality. Global health organizations had wildly conflicting mortality data. Estimates of annual child deaths ranged from 5 to 15 million, and life expectancy figures for the same countries varied by up to 16.5 years between agencies. Developing nations lacked basic vital registration systems, while international organizations produced estimates in isolation without verification. This statistical chaos had serious consequences: misallocated resources, unrecognized successful programs, and continued funding for ineffective interventions. Working with statistician Alan Lopez, Murray found WHO's disease-specific mortality estimates showed a 50% global discrepancy in child deaths compared to UN data, reaching 200% in some African regions. Children with multiple conditions were being counted repeatedly by different disease programs. Many authoritative statistics relied on simplistic formulas rather than actual data. The uncomfortable truth? The global health community was operating largely in the dark. How do you compare the impact of a child dying from malaria with an adult living decades with depression? This question led Murray and Lopez to create the Disability Adjusted Life Year, DALY, a metric combining years of life lost with years lived with disability to measure health loss comprehensively. They developed a 0-1 scale, 0 being perfect health, 1 being death, that generated remarkable consensus among experts. When presenting at WHO headquarters in 1992, they revealed critical misalignments. While over 90% of WHO resources targeted communicable diseases and maternal child health issues, these accounted for only 46% of global health loss. Non-communicable diseases represented 42% and injuries 12%. Yet the WHO Injury Prevention Program had just one staff member. Their work exposed the 10-90 gap. Developing countries suffered over 90% of global health problems, but received less than 10% of health research investments. Murray's tuberculosis advocacy secured a $50 million World Bank investment in China's TB control and WHO endorsement of short course therapy, saving millions of lives. When Mexico's health minister Julio Frank adopted the DALY concept, he transformed the country's health system by matching problems with cost-effective solutions. By 2012, Mexico achieved universal health coverage through Seguro Popular, covering 52 million previously uninsured citizens, while child mortality dropped to 1/10 of its 1950 rate. Similar successes emerged globally. Iran addressed its leading health burdens: road accidents, hidden female suicides, and cardiovascular disease. Australia provided free depression therapy while cutting ineffective prostate screenings. Thailand expanded HIV treatment and heart disease prevention. Vietnam mandated motorcycle helmets after analyzing collision data. Murray's most ambitious work faced resistance at WHO. when he proposed ranking nations' health systems based on outcomes, improvement rates, equity gaps, and financial efficiency, controversy erupted. After WHO leadership changed in 2002, Murray was demoted and his team reduced from 22 staff to 2. At 40, Murray became an advisor with no responsibilities, endangering his revolutionary approach to health measurement. After his contentious demotion at WHO, Murray sought to establish an independent Global Health Metrics Institute free from political interference. A connection led him to Oracle founder Larry Ellison, who initially promised $115 million in funding but later redirected his philanthropic interests, leaving Murray's plans in limbo. Undeterred, Murray approached the Gates Foundation. Unlike Ellison's theatrical approach, Gates evaluated the proposal with methodical analysis. Having been influenced by the original Global Burden of Disease study, Gates embraced Murray's vision but insisted the institute be established in Seattle, not Harvard. By January 2007, the Gates Foundation committed $105 million to create the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, IHME, at the University of Washington. Murray later reflected, if he wanted it, he'd have to fund it. On July 1, 2007, IHME opened with $125 million in total pledges and just 3 employees, a modest beginning for what would become one of the world's most influential health research institutions. The IHME team pursued data with remarkable determination, developing creative solutions for seemingly impossible challenges, creating elaborate delivery chains during regional instability to obtain Iraqi health data. The team processed approximately 10,000 epidemiology articles monthly while collecting diverse statistics from injury figures to water source proximity data to pig populations. By 2012, the project expanded to 50 full-time faculty collaborating with nearly 500 co-authors across 50 countries. Murray broadened the study to track 291 ailments and 67 risk factors across 187 countries, with data spanning 1990-2010. This generated controversy as significant differences emerged from previously accepted figures. Thousands of maternal deaths, 600,000 malaria deaths, 650,000 child deaths, differences accumulating across 235 causes of death for 20 age groups. The Lancet devoted its longest ever issue to the Global Burden of Disease study, with editor Richard Horton calling it a landmark event comparable to sequencing the human genome. Global media quickly covered the findings, highlighting revelations about blood pressure, chronic disease trends, and changing mortality patterns. The Global Burden of Disease study revealed humanity's health progress alongside persistent challenges. By 2010, global life expectancy matched the best-off countries from 1970, with child mortality dropping 60-70%, saving nearly 20 million lives annually. Progress varied widely. As infectious diseases in children declined, injuries became leading killers of teens and young adults. Women lived longer but experienced more disability than men. Even in wealthy Andorra, women lost 16 years of healthy life despite their 85.2-year life expectancy. The leading causes of disability showed surprising global consistency. Low back pain up 43% since 1990, major depression up 37%, and iron deficiency anemia down 1%. When combining death and disability metrics, ischemic heart disease ranked first, followed by respiratory infections, stroke, diarrheal diseases, and HIV/AIDS. Low back pain ranked sixth, causing more health loss than murder, malnutrition, or tuberculosis. These findings offer practical guidance for healthier living. Diet emerged as the top risk factor. Eat more fruits and nut seeds, reduce salt, avoid processed meats, and consume omega-3s. Education correlates more strongly with health than wealth. Murray's work demonstrates how accurate measurement can save more lives than many medical interventions. In global health, what gets measured gets improved. Sometimes, the most powerful medicine is simply counting what truly matters.